This is the Steve Cochran Show on 720 WGN.
Final hour of the week. Well, I don't mean that in a scary, dark way. I mean, it's the final hour of the show for the week.
Right.
Sounded kind of scary. Yeah. It's a weird week. Dave's going to actually have a weekend off this weekend. We wished you didn't.
I'd rather be working, but that's okay.
But Dave, basically, from August until March or April, doesn't get a weekend off. But you have fun.
Oh, I no complaints.
Calling football, calling basketball.
Yeah.
Now they're both over, so what are you going to do?
Drive his wife nuts.
My taxes.
Oh, yeah, there's that.
Oh, good times.
Yeah.
We are the White Sox Station, White Sox Radio, and every inning of every pitch of every inning will be here, as you know. And Ricky Renteria is the manager, and he joins us live from the desert where it's good and early. You an early riser, Skip?
I am, just out of, I guess, by nature.
Always helps. Yeah, sure. It helps to get up early, especially when the kids are waiting good and early and itching to get jobs. Who's really impressed you this spring that you didn't see coming?
That I didn't see coming? Probably Mendick, Danny Mendick. Mm. Yeah, young man that had a nice fall league last year. Really solid player all the way around. I think Yoan has done a really nice job this spring. He's looking good at third base. Made some adjustments and continues to improve. And you know, everybody's holding their own and trying to get themselves ready.
You know, it all comes down to pitching in the end when you're really going to compete. How are you feeling about the staff?
I'm feeling good about them. I think Lucas and Lopi and the things that they've done and gained in terms of experience and knowledge over the last couple of years are going to help them. Rodon's looked fine. Thank goodness. I knock on wood here, healthy and climbing, as Coop says.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, you had a number of guys who kind of took a big step last year. Obviously, Rodon was one of them from a pitching standpoint. Daniel Palka became a contributor for you from an offensive standpoint in the outfield. It's I know it's a gradual process. Doesn't all happen overnight, but have you seen those guys continue to make the kind of progress you need to see?
Yes, I think they have. I think you're right. You know, Palka came in last year kind of establishing himself as a big time guy with pop. You know, we hope to continue to have him continue to improve his defensive skill set. He's been working very, very hard. I know he was down for a little bit, but he's doing well. I do think that Yoan, I expect Yoan to have a nice season this year. I think Pito's going to be solid. He's been working really hard through the year here this spring, and everybody else that we have in camp has been doing a nice job. So we're just kind of rolling along and waiting for the season to start so that we see where we're really at. But I think every person that we've had over the last couple of years is starting to take some strides, and obviously we look forward to the additions in the future.
You know, you only got a couple of weekends left. We're going to be out there next weekend to see the team and check out your tan lines before we come back and do it for real. Super Joe, we're going to abandon Super Joe, our technical producer back here, but Joe Romano may be the biggest White Sox fan in the building. Joe, you got a question for Ricky Renteria?
I sure do. Hey, Ricky, a lot of focus has been on Yoan Moncada's move to third base, but I was wondering where you have him penciled in the order. I know a lot last year he was up in the order against righties, down in the order against lefties. Is there going to be a little more consistency with that this year?
I think we still are going to continue to roll with the matchup, depending on who's starting and where we use him. But to your point, he's made some nice strides this this spring with his right-handed at bats versus lefties. I still think that we have to try to manage that. We have, you know, in John Jay and some of the other guys, the ability to be able to put them at the top of the order. But, you know, I'd like to ultimately see, to be honest with you, if Yoan can manage it through both sides of the box, see him in the two-hole. I think that would be a good spot for him, and I think ultimately that's what he will be.
Ricky, you had to give some guys the word this week that they were either being optioned to Charlotte or reassigned to minor league camp, including some of your top prospects going down. What's that conversation like when you tell an Eloy Jimenez or a Dylan Cease or somebody that they're not going to start camp with the season out of camp with the big club?
Well, I think those messages, when we get them in here, we have, you know, several people in here. It's an encouraging message. Obviously, they're not going to break with us, but they're going to go down and continue to grind and get themselves ready to hopefully join us somewhere down the road. Continue to work on the things that they were working on here. Remain positive. Control all those things that they can control. And keep, you know, striving for excellence. Continue to improve. And, you know, before you know it, you never know. You'll see them in a major league uniform. But all the guys that we talked to have been great. They, you know, we talked to them a little bit about how they've enjoyed camp, what they've seen, what they've learned, if they have any input, what they'd like to express. And then, you know, we go on to tell them what we'd like them to continue to work on when they go down there. And obviously, we'll be watching them.
How many years of spring training is this for you now in all facets of the big leagues?
Oof. 39, I think.
39.
Wow.
Yeah.
What's your go-to for dinner in Arizona and in the greater Phoenix area?
Oh, that's a good one. We have a place here by where we live called New York Times. There's a little restaurant also called Bella Luna on Litchfield.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
And then, you know, we'll get over to Fleming's every now and then. So, and most of the times it's at home, but try to recover. Rest.
What are you doing for an off day?
Yesterday we had some family in town, so we...
That's not an off day. An off day isn't family in town.
Yesterday, actually, you know, didn't come to the park. We've had two off days this spring, and yesterday I took it off. You know, I had to apologize to some of my coaches who did come in with some of the pitching that we had to continue to do with Coop and Hass. And, you know, they do a great job. All these guys do a great job. I'm so appreciative of what they do. So, you know, they pick up a lot of my slack.
Yeah, if Coop would just come out of his shell, he'd be fine, don't you think?
Yeah.
You got a good bunch there. Hey, we're looking forward to the season and obviously looking forward to having every pitch of every inning of every White Sox baseball game. But we'll see you next weekend in the desert.
Thank you. We're hoping to give everybody something to listen to that's positive. Thank you so much.
Thanks, Rick. That's Ricky Renteria. Okay.